This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So Adam Peters, you know, in his Monday presser, I think it was on Monday, maybe it was Tuesday. I mean, he didn't say a lot in that format, but we played something that he said to J.P. Finley earlier in the week after that press conference. And then he had a one-on-one with Peter Schrager from the NFL Network. I think that's where Peter Schrager is. Is it Fox? NFL Network? I'm not sure. I get all these guys confused. But he said something. He was asked about a year ago the Washington Commanders brass meeting Jaden Daniels for the first time. Here's what he said. Do we have that, Chris?
So many questions about the Commanders. Jaden Daniels didn't perform. He didn't throw. He didn't do it. And yet you guys met with him here. Do you remember that interaction? Was there a feeling of this might be the guy?
Yeah, I remember it vividly. And we, at that time, you know, we were pretty locked in on him. And cool story about him is we interviewed him really early in the morning. And it was like 8 or something. And so that's like 5 o'clock West Coast time. So, you know, Jaden, he's chill. He's kind of, you know, relaxed and California cool and all that. But as soon as we turned on the tape, he sat up, perked up, and you could just see his eyes light up. And I mean, you could just see how much he loved football just by that little interaction.
I mean, they loved him before sitting down with him, but still, these sit down meetings are really the most important part of the Indy Combine. These shuttle runs and these 40 yard times, and I mean, some of that moves the needle. Obviously, they want to see what these guys look like in person. Remember, on one of the pro days, or the pro day that Jaden had, there were real critiques about what it looked like. And, you know, oh, look, he's not throwing over the middle in the way that, you know, all the analytics said that he can't throw over the middle or he doesn't throw over the middle. They knew before meeting him for the first time, and it was just confirmed. They found out that they were also dealing with a good kid. But they had done a ton of due diligence. But you want to see how that kid reacts in that environment. Remember, there was some discussion about, you know, his meeting with the Giants, you know, and how he was regurgitating plays, etc. Washington finally got one right, man. They got one right. I love that they were on it from the beginning, which they were, but him telling that story early in the morning, perking up, was, you know, more sort of emphasis on the kind of guy they were getting. And here we are a year later after one of the great rookie seasons of all time. Lance Newmark, part of Washington's front office, you know, obviously a guy that they could have potentially lost in the offseason, but they didn't. The assistant general manager for this organization. He was interviewed by J.P. Finley the other day. It may have been yesterday, and was asked about the offseason. Here's what he said.
How nice is it to not deal with the quarterback circus?
Well, it's great. You know, I feel, you know, really excited about our future. Sure. You know, and I talked about last year when when we drafted him and felt really excited about where we were going with him, that it would allow us so much more flexibility in terms of building the roster for the future. And we're starting to get into that now where, all right, you know, I feel really good about that particular situation, which is really, really important. So it allows us to really address the entire roster and have a little more freedom without that uncertainty there.
Yeah, I mean, when you get the quarterback right and you're in a good spot from, you know, a salary cap standpoint, from a draft choice standpoint, the flexibility that it allows you, you know, the lack of having to spend so much of your offseason focused on who's going to play quarterback for us this year and beyond this year, it's exhausting. And not to have to go through that and to be able to focus on the rest of the roster when you do have a lot of areas of need. They do. You know, in the conversation with Ben, Ben's not wrong. This roster is not anywhere near Philadelphia's level. It's not really anywhere near Detroit's level of roster. There are others in the NFC fully healthy that it's really less than. They've got that opportunity now. And that's why I said when the season ended, the pressure is on Adam Peters and Lance Newmark now. It's good pressure because they got the big part right. They got the quarterback right. But now you are in that window of we've got a star quarterback on a rookie deal. We have to take advantage of this. And there is some pressure for them to deliver another really strong offseason and a better supporting cast in 2025 so that they can stand up to these teams over 17 games and then in the postseason. They did a hell of a job standing up to these teams this year without the roster, but ultimately they didn't achieve the goal, which now they can legitimately have. You know, not every team has the legitimate win the Super Bowl as their number one goal. Washington can legitimately have that as a goal, and it puts some, you know, pressure back on Peters and Newmark. But right now, they have earned the trust of, I would think, most fans that they can deliver. We'll see. I mean, these players have to be available. They've got to want to come to you. They've got to fit your culture. You can't compromise culture for any of this. You can't. You're not at that position yet, I don't think, where you can take on a player that may not fit your culture, but he's just so good that it doesn't matter because the culture itself will be able to deal with that player. I don't know if you're there yet, but will be interesting. They've got 44 players to add to their roster. And if you take away the draft choices, more like 37, something like that. All right, big college basketball weekend coming up. A lot of the bracketologists have weighed in post the midweek games. Did Maryland move back after their loss to Michigan State? And an incredible ending and another buzzer beater last night in the Big Ten. That's next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.